Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Cleanup will continue into the new year at the state's largest oil spill in history in Jefferson County. It's owned by Canadian power company Enbridge. The Wisconsin tribes say Enbridge's lines are putting their environment at risk. They've been advocating for their land for years, and now that story is taking center stage. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
An independent documentary highlights the struggles of northern Wisconsin's Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, including the tribe's lengthy dispute with Canadian energy company Enbridge. The film outlines the 70-plus year battle to get Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline off of tribal land. One person interviewed in the film is Patty Lowe, retired director of the Center for Native American and Indigenous Research at Northwestern University.
Everyone, whether you live in a red or a blue state, or whether you are Native or non-Native, want clean water and clean air, not just for themselves, but for their children and grandchildren.
After years of protest, a federal judge last year gave Enbridge 3 years to shut down the pipeline on the reservation. Last month, the state issued construction permits to reroute Line 5 about 40 miles south of the reservation by 2026. Lowell and others in the film say the proposed reroute isn't enough to protect their lands in nearby areas. Enbridge lawyers and the U.S. government say a 1977 energy treaty with Canada prevents them from shutting down the pipeline. There have been over 20 spills along the Line 5's 645-mile route since 1968, including more than 14,000 gallons in Bad River land. The film Bad River, A Story of Defiance is streaming on Peacock. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Bucks beat the Wizards. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the Bucks over the Wizards, 112-101. Giannis and Damian Lillard both sat out, so Bobby Portis stepped up, scoring 34 points, his highest of the season.
It's going to be nice where, you know, your best players sit out and get rest days, and then there's nice where the other guys have opportunity to step up and show what they can do. So it was a big win for us tonight.
The Bucks are in Chicago tomorrow night against the Bulls. NFL, the Packers holding practice indoors, getting ready for Monday Night Football. They host the Saints. We'll start rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler, a fifth-round pick out of Oklahoma. Now, just because New Orleans has slipped to 5-9 doesn't mean they will be easy to beat.
This is the National Football League. You better get yourself ready to go, otherwise you're going to get your ass kicked. I don't care who you're playing. I mean, look at the game last week. I mean, they had a chance to win the game on the last play of the game. So, to me, every week's the same.
As Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. 3 times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
The music of the stars, our candlelight Christmas. Alan Grossman wrote this. Julie Andrews, John Denver, Placido Domingo. The music of the stars. Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network, Orson Welles.
And may the spirit of Christmas be with us, and not only on Christmas. We mean the spirit of kindliness and gentleness that seems to be with us on Christmas Day. The spirit that makes us say Merry Christmas to a stranger, but makes us friendlier. The spirit of giving to others. The spirit of selflessness, the spirit of love thy neighbor as thyself, the spirit of him whose birth we celebrate today, some of which seems to enter into us on Christmas. We don't mean to preach a sermon, but we do think that if something of that spirit were with us 365 days of the year, instead of just one day, and if it weren't just with us, but with nations, all nations, then maybe someday, unstained by the red blood of war, there'd be a long succession of white Christmases, a lifetime, many lifetimes of white Christmases.
Born in Bethlehem, a
Tony Sandler and Ralph Young on Capitol Records.
I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, for all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. May sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas.
Great song. Sandler and Young. Gloria Regni wrote that. It's the music of the stars on our Candlelight Christmas. Good morning. I'm Lou Regani. On the shortest day of the year. Franz Gruber's biggest hit. Here's Jack Lemmon at the keyboard. With Tommy Newsom and the TV Jazz Stars. The Civic Media Radio Network. Jagger Lemon, Tommy Newsom, brilliant musicians. The music of the stars. Our candlelight Christmas.
Baby
Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's Cary Grant.
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you, and for me. For you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree and a doll, a music box and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving, we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do. My little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
want to talk a bit about Carolyn Grimes, the last remaining cast member from It's a Wonderful Life. Frank Capra, the director, he picked her specially out of all his other children to be Zuzu. Called it a real privilege to be part of this American classic. Well, now she's a celebrity. And by the way, she's on Facebook. Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Join her. She'd love that. She's had some adversity, her share, in her life. Said something about, in order to experience how wonderful things can be, you have to have some difficult times. That sounds like George Bailey talking. He didn't exactly say it, but we can guess what he was thinking. Some of the adversity, well, the death of her mother in the early career in life. And then less than a year later, her dad also passed away. And the court got involved, as they do, and they shipped her to a little town in Missouri to live with her uncle. She lost all contact with her life in California. But because of the movie, all these newspapers, TV stations are always running some stories about It's a Wonderful Life, as we did earlier in the first hour, and of course they mention Carolyn Grimes. One of those stories was picked up by the Associated Press. And through that article, she got a letter from a man who turned out to be her dad's best friend. His name was Perry Vanese. And now she had a chance to talk about her mom and dad with Perry and to write back and forth. Doug Moore was another of Carolyn Grimes' special friends. And he's a teacher at a college and a TV critic. Doug Moore. Well, he went to a movie festival and met a man named Dale Horning. And Dale had this buddy in California who was a neighbor when she was living there as a baby. Great stories. Here is her story. The Music of the Stars with Carolyn Zuzu Grimes. Because I corresponded and I found another contact with her past. Hadn't been for It's a Wonderful Life, they would never have found Carolyn Grimes. So there you see, I guess. Isn't there a message? Everybody's life touches somebody else's. Yeah. So if they weren't around, it would leave an awful vacant space. I can dig that. See, one thing, Carolyn Grimes was born in California. And in Hollywood, actually. So she'd never seen snow before. Well, that winter set for It's a Wonderful Life was fascinating. But the one thing she remembered most during filming It's a Wonderful Life was that big Christmas tree in the Bailey house. Biggest tree she'd ever seen. Christmas tree. And it was beautifully decorated in the set for the Bailey household. Had ornaments on it. I remember thinking, Carolyn said, that the tree looked like it should be from Fairyland. And her mom was there for all the filming. Could hardly keep her from touching all the tree ornaments. I can identify with that when I was a kid. And movie making, it's glamorous, sure. At least in people's impressions, but it can be confusing to a kid. You know, Zuzu's upstairs bedroom, that's not upstairs at all. It was in the corner of the stage. She enjoyed bouncing up and down the stairs with Jimmy Stewart's back. They did it again and again for take after take. Carolyn Grimes lives in Kansas now. I met her in Rosemont at a convention once. And since that movie, a lot of fans out there send her angels for Christmas. You know, every time a bell rings, angel gets its wings. Well, so Carolyn collects angels. And she goes, now I look at those angels all year and I'm reminded that a part of my life that makes me feel very special. Thank you, it's a wonderful life. Signed, Carolyn Grimes, Zuzu Bailey. The music of the stars on our Candlelight Christmas. Songs you never hear, the Gold Diggers with I Sing Noel. On the Music of the Star, the Civic Media Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you. on high, the bells are gaily ringing. Ding dong, happily reply, the angels all are singing.
These are the bells of Notre Dame.
Touch their hearts. of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Johnny Kay. We'll take a break for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System and back again all the way till high noon today as usual on the Music of the Stars, Candlelight Christmas. I'm Lou Regani. Thank you for being here.
Christmas rushes through, but I still have one wish to make, a special one for you. Merry Christmas, darling. We're apart, that's true, but I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful. there's always something new. But every day's a holiday when I'm near to you. The lights on my tree, I wish you could see. I wish it every day. Thoughts on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
Christmas Day.
Happy New Year.
Now, stand by for news. We're on till high noon.
Thoughts on the fire fill me with desire to see you and to say that I wish you Merry Christmas.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.